component points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into a very rainy Sunday morning right here along the Gulf Coast. I am Randy Bergen. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hey, we got a lot to get into today, and glad you are here. Now, we told you last week that actually today would be an encore presentation because we're supposed to be playing in a GCGA event at Lakewood, the Lakewood Club at the Grand Hotel. Well, as you know, it's been raining. So, Dan, we're back here at La Casa de Bergen for a live show today. Glad to have you with us. And, Danny, glad to have you with me as well, my man.
Well, it's great to be here. I'd rather be with you over Lakewood today. But, obviously, with this weather coming through, it was something that was out of our control. And I know the golf course over Lakewood, Neil and his gang had that course all ready for us. Of course, the rain's going to help everybody, as long as it's not too much rain, Randall. And, you know, it has put a little dampen on our other hobby, fishing.
Speaking of which, as you know, we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. But listen, we're broadcasting live also on Facebook and on YouTube. You can go to Southern Fairways. Just search Southern Fairways on Facebook. You can search Randy Bergen. You can go to YouTube and search Randy Bergen. Also, we have it live there. You can see exactly what we're doing. And coming up a little bit later on, Danny, we had the opportunity to go out to Steelwood, the beautiful lake out there in which you live. And we had a little fishing expedition, and I got to be honest with you, I had a great time. We're going to show you a little bit later on what a ranch caught.
Absolutely, and we kind of got in the middle of them there, and you know, I like to try to redeem myself. I have not had very much luck out in the open bay, in the open wild. I need a little bit more contained environment, Randy. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we got to get you out. We got to get you out the bay sometime. I don't think there's a question that we need to do that for sure. But look, we got a great show lined up for you today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Hey, we're going to go out to the West Coast. A good friend of ours, a guy I've been knowing for a long, long time, our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, is going to be on with us at the bottom of this hour. He's playing in Carmel. Does that ring a bell? Danny, I think you're, let's see, look at your backdrop. Yeah, I think you're
yes,
there also.
Yes, I'm there, and I think I just saw him go by. And it's Carmel, not caramel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to talk to him out there. They got a lot going on. Find out what they're doing out there, all right? And I can tell you, I think where you are, they're going to be playing that course. There's another great course they'll be playing out there. He'll tell us all about what's going on out on the West Coast. The last segment of this hour, as we do now each Sunday, we've had such a request for it. And, Danny, you have officially become the approver of this segment. Boom's Kitchen. What are we having today after the show?
Well, all I know is walked right in and the smells overcame me, and I always get so excited. I never want to outdo my welcome, you know, or make any suggestions because it's all wonderful. But just a nice little tossed mixed green salad, and Boom went into the farm and got some beautiful chicken thighs, chicken legs, chicken quarters. Looks like a little garlic, a garlic crusted chicken, little accoutrements on top, a little fried garlic on top too. Randy, I'm going to have to go now.
You do sound like you're stuttering there.
So. Yeah, I'm beside myself.
We're going to show you some pictures of that, what we'll be having after the show today. So that coming up, the last segment of this hour. Now, in the next hour, we're going to be talking to one of our very good friends, Ray Schuessler with the Schuessler Golf Academy. He's making a move. Yes, he's making a move, and you're going, if you don't know, I'm telling you, this is awesome for a lot of folks. It's going to be awesome for a lot of folks. He's going to tell us all about that. He's going to have a couple of tips for us as well. So really, really excited to have him on in the bottom of the next hour. Do want to remind you of the brand-new Lifestyle, Leisure, and Golf issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways. It is out on the streets right now. An awesome, awesome magazine. The publisher, Joey Johnson, has done a fantastic, he's done, I don't know how to say it, and I say it each and every week, Danny, it is fabulous. I mean, there are so many folks that have come up and just talked about how good this magazine is. You can check it out. You can pick one up at most any golf course. Now, if you're not near a golf course, you can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and check out the digital version. While you're there, why don't you also check out the tab that says Deals. You can get golf at up to 50% off some of your favorite places to play. And I'm telling you, right now is a time to take advantage of it. So just hit that Deals tab right there. You can also check out our podcast if you miss any portion of the show. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All you need to do is search Southern Fairways Golf. Okay, what are we going to talk about today, Dan? Well, we got a list of things. Of course, Tiger Woods, Harold Varner III, LPGA among those speaking out against racism and injustice. One of the other things, a full field list. No Tiger Woods, but Colonial is loaded. We're going to go through that list of players. It is there's some great names on there. How about Steve Stricker? The Ryder Cup decision coming up in just a few weeks. They're going to postpone it to 2021. Well, we're going to find out. And then a place very close to you, Muirfield Village. Guess what? They're going to host back-to-back PGA Tour events. Can they handle it?
Well, I absolutely think they can handle it. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing with the lack of basically sponsor money, you know, for the John Deere that was postponed. So we're going to move over and to fill that void. I mean, my goodness, what a great way, a great place to have back-to-back tournaments. Of course, you know, we get ready for the Charles Schwab Challenge. We're going to talk about that, like you mentioned. But the memorial during that July 16th, July 19th, the week before, we're going to have a little tournament out there as well, and a great field, and I'm sure that golf course will handle. We're not real sure what Jack Nicklaus is, how involved he's going to be with that, with the other tournament. You know, he's going to be involved with the memorial tournament. But what a great venue for these PGA Tour players to play 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, we don't really get political on this show, but we gotta. Something been bothering me, just been bothering me.
I know.
Drew Brees forced to apologize after saying we should respect the American flag. You got to help me through this. I want you to hang in there, and we may even open up phone lines because a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, especially right here in the United States, and we're going to talk a little bit about that maybe sometime in the next hour. But, boy, a lot to get into today. Want you to go ahead and get your fingers ready. The phone number is 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. That is how you will be able to, you can either call or text in. You can do that. And, guys, do you know what yesterday was?
It was Saturday.
It was Saturday. It was the 76th anniversary of D-Day.
That is correct.
I watched something last night on D-Day, and some interesting numbers I'm going to throw at you. Maybe some folks are not familiar with how many lives were lost in that battle of Normandy. It was incredible.
Well, you know, you and I are both World War II junkies, so to speak, and study a lot of it. We've watched, you know, Pacific miniseries. We've watched Band of Brothers and all that great stuff. And I watched a little thing on Expedition Unknown last night.
That's exactly what I watched.
And
was it good?
It was unbelievable. And those beaches of Normandy and Omaha Beach and all that, and what those our soldiers had to do facing just unbelievable odds coming up that beach. And having to scale that huge cliff, a lot of people don't realize what they had to do to disarm the armories in order to make a tactical move on that area to try to win back Europe from the Nazis.
Incredible, no question about it. So we certainly want to say right now, first and foremost, thanks to all of our veterans from all the wars and those that are serving now. We appreciate you more than you can possibly know. Also, our first responders and policemen, doctors, nurses, firemen, we appreciate everything that you do. Okay. We are going to take a quick time out here in just a minute, and we're going to get into some golf. I can promise you that. We're getting set as the guys come back, Danny. Next week, we get back into PGA golf, and I got to think there's a lot of folks excited to see what's happening, excited to see how these guys are going to be. I'm really interested to see what happens with them when they come back. All right, why don't we take a quick time out? When we come back, more Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. We're broadcasting live from La Casa de Bergen, all right, and near the beaches of South Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us. Now, look, you can go on and actually – I need to turn some of this down. We got a lot going on here. We're actually live on Facebook and on YouTube. Go search us. Check it out. And let me just tell you, get prepared. It could hurt your eyes. It could hurt your eyes, Danny. I mean, it's the truth.
It's not too bad today. And those who are watching us live on Facebook, you'll see us, but sweet me particularly between breaks. You're like, where does Danny keep going? He keeps getting out of his chair and leaving this beautiful set. Well, about 6 feet to my left and two steps in is a beautiful plate of chicken and a mixed green salad. So let's just say that's where I'm going.
Well,
every
how
chance,
was it?
Well, every how chance was it? I get.
How was it?
Oh, it was wonderful. I mean, taste profile, the crispy onions on top and the garlic flavor. Oh, just tremendous. You can hear a pep in my voice now.
I really can. I really can. And that is awesome. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be going out to California. We're going to visit a good friend of ours, our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, is going to be on with us as he is in Carmel, California. Now, that may ring a bell for you, mm-hmm. Kind of where Pebble Beach, Spyglass, some wonderful golf courses out there. And he's going to tell us all about it and why he's out there, what's going on. He'll tell us all about that coming up in the next segment. I do want to go ahead and open up the phone lines at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. If you want to jump on, you got a question or a comment, you can call or text that number right there. But I do want to get in right now, Danny, to Steve Tricker, the Ryder Cup decision coming in the next couple of weeks. Of course, right now, not real sure about the fate of this year's Ryder Cup. They're saying that it will be determined a little bit later in the month. But Captain Steve Stricker said that the decision on whether to proceed as scheduled or postpone the Ryder Cup to 2021 likely will be made in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, he did go on to say that and he says personally, I hate for that to be seen. I mean, this event is made for the fans. To me, if it was without the fans, it almost would be a yawner of an event. The passion, I don't know if it would be there. And he makes good sense because that's what these guys, and we've talked about it in the past, going out and playing in the Ryder Cup, playing in the President's Cup, this team event like this, really you get the crowd into it. Whether you're on foreign soil or in the United States, you can get some adrenaline flowing.
Well, there's no doubt, and especially with, you know, Steve Stricker being a Wisconsin native and it being right in his backyard. And I'll agree wholeheartedly with Captain Stricker and also Captain Harrington. You know, they're all looking at the same. You know, when it comes to team events, specifically the Ryder Cup, and the Ryder Cup I would say a little bit more so than the President's Cup, but, you know, there is so much emotion in riding that emotion of the crowd and the chants and all that, whether it's USA or, you know, whatever the Europeans tend to do. They tend to do a melody of songs during their chanting. But, you know, it will be interesting to see what kind of decision they made. I don't like the fact in the foursome and the four ball events. Absolutely, there has to be crowds. Now, if it was all individual matches, let's say just a standard match play, individual versus individual, I believe it would have a little different dynamic. But those team atmospheres, when it's two on two, especially in the morning and afternoon, without fans, it will be a yawner. I would still watch it, and I believe a lot of people would. But, you know, I think it would be a disservice to the Ryder Cup as a whole and to the fans of Wisconsin.
Well, and I agree with you.
And the world.
And Roy McIlroy says it's not a Ryder Cup if you don't have fans.
Absolutely.
And I couldn't agree more with that. Now, by pushing back the event to 2021, that's going to create a series of challenges, not the least of which is a conflict with the PGA Tour hosted President's Cup, mm-hmm. which is slated for September the 30th through October the 3rd at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. Now, the Olympics have also been rescheduled for next summer. So you got a lot of things going on in there. If you try to push the Ryder Cup to then, I don't know if it can work. I just don't know if it can work.
Well, the PGA Tour, European Tour, European PGA Tour, the European Tour, the RNA, and the USGA, These schedules are multifaceted in all kind of directions. We talk about travel, parities in tournaments, you know, of course, everything kind of revolving around, if you really think about it, around the four majors, the President's Cup, the Ryder Cup, and now with the Olympics in. So when we get to postponing something in all seasons, with the Ryder Cup being every 2 years and the President's Cup being every 2 years and the Olympics being every 4 years, Randall, then, you know, we get into a position where it's almost, from a scheduling point, impossible to accommodate all these things. I know there's a lot of smart people working on this right now, and hopefully they come up with a solution sooner than later. And we'll get into the crowd thing, why we can't have golf crowds out there and we can have everything else going on. But, you know, that's for a topic for maybe another segment.
Maybe so. All right. Well, Tiger Woods isn't in the field for this week's Charles Schwab Challenge, but each of the top five in the official world golf rankings will be at Colonial Country Club. If you go through this list, there are 148 participants. And I'm telling you, there's all kind of – Robbie Shelton is going to be in there. Of course, Robbie from Mobile. But, you know, you go down the list. Everybody in there except Tiger, I can tell you, is just about going to be playing this field. Mickelson's going to be there, Bob Watson. The list just goes on and on. Bryson DeChambeau will be there. Bud Cauley. I mean – and I got to be honest with you, I'm excited to see exactly how this is going to work with no fans. And if you've heard them talk about it, the only folks that will be out there will be the caddies, the players, the officials. You're going to have your TV folks, the personalities, and cameramen. And really, that is about it. That's about all you're going to have out there.
It should be interesting. They're going to have to get creative with the miking, and the on-course commentary is going to be probably the most imperative thing, I would think, Randy, especially the guys in the booth and the people on the course commentating. Try to liven this thing up a little bit. We're not going to hear the roars. I will be interested. You know, we not that we ever have laugh tracks on our program, although it wouldn't be a bad idea. Sometimes.
Unexpected giggles.
But it'll be interesting to see if they put any crowd noise in the background just for a viewer participation. And who I like to be the person in charge of that button. You know, if someone makes a 15-foot putt, you could hit, ooh, or something like that. But, yeah, it is interesting. I knew Tiger Woods wasn't going to play. And obviously, if he's not going to play this year with the pandemic and the reshuffled schedule to get ready for, you know, the first major of the year or the Memorial Tournament, then I wouldn't expect, if you're a Colonial Country Club fan or Charles Schwab fan, to see Tiger Woods again. He played in 97, finished fourth, and that was about the last time he played.
Well, it's going to be – I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm anxious to see when Tiger does come back. But what I will tell you is the official World Golf Rankings, they'll crank it back up, obviously, starting this week. And I'll run down the list for you once again. The official World Golf Rankings brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. Rory McIlroy remains number one. There's been no change, obviously. John Rahm, two. Brooks Koepka, three. Justin Thomas is fourth. Dustin Johnson is fifth. Adam Scott, the young man from Australia, is sixth. Patrick Cantlay and Patrick Reed, both Patricks, are tied at seventh place. Webb Simpson in ninth, and then around out the top 10 of your official World Golf Rankings, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. Say it every week. The guy with all the beautiful mane, Tommy Fleetwood, the Englishman.
Now, it is interesting that Adam Scott, Patrick Cantlay, and Tommy Fleetwood will not be playing in the Colonial. Those are basically the only ones that you look at. If you look at this list of participants in this field, it is quite unbelievable. You have 11 or 10 of the 11 players in the current Ryder Cup point standing playing in this tournament, 21 of the 25 top players in the current FedEx Cup standings, and like you mentioned, the top five in the world will be there. So it should be a shootout on a very historic golf course. 74 years the Colonial has been around, and if not a little bit longer, but it'll certainly be a wonderful event to watch and very competitive.
Daniel, let me ask you this, all right? We've only got a minute or two left in this segment, but all right. As these guys come back, now they have been off since what, March the 13th? Mm-hmm. Basically, March the 13th was the last time they played. Is there one person that might have an advantage here coming back? Is there one person maybe you've got your eye on that you say, I didn't see him moving up the ladder this quick?
Well,
or do you just say it's all going to be pretty much the same guys?
I think it'll be right off the bat, it'll probably be some of the same guys. If you want to go down, it'd be interesting how, like, Robbie Shelton plays. Yeah. I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to guys like him. I think you will see the usual suspects on this kind of golf course. Now, the Colonial is notoriously skinny fairways and smaller greens, so you're going to see a premium on shot making, which basically puts the guys like John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Dustin Johnson. We just talked about them, and there's a reason they're top five in the world, and it's because of that reason. So I would expect to see them, you know, right around there. I will be interested to see how some people down the line, you know, like a Phil playing, how he plays in. I think he's going to be hitting bombs, you know, on that golf course, and it'll be interesting to see who kind of comes out of the woodwork and is ready to play mentally.
You're talking about hitting bombs. Bryson DeChambeau, you know, is talking about working out and the golf ball he's hitting now, and he is bombing it, averaging around 340 is what he said. So it'll be interesting to watch him. But I'm going to tell you a guy I think you should watch out for, Lanto Griffin. Lanto Griffin. This is a guy that won last year, and I think you're going to see him get better and better and better. I also asked the question, how about Sergio Garcia? Is Sergio going to be a guy that you will see more of this year? I'm thinking his life is in pretty good shape right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say you might think about Sergio down the road here.
Well, I like Sergio. Sergio has, in back in 2001, if my memory serves right, he won his debut golf tournament, you know, at Colonial, which exactly. is one of those things. I'm sure it's near and dear to his heart. Let's look at some of the young guys, though. When you look at guys like Scottie Scheffler and Victor Hovland and Matthew Wolff, we got a little bit of taste of Matthew Wolff in the two-on-two challenge show, and he had that kickstart humming.
He did. He did, in fact. All right, time for another timeout. When we come back, we go to California and talk with our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. And I'm going to tell you, we have got a lot going on. Danny, before we get into our special guest coming up, hey, a little reminder of the Jimmy Green Tour.
A big, big event coming up. Of course, our good buddy Jay Stubbs over there does an unbelievable job with the Jimmy Green Tour and junior golf around this area. Magnolia got a big event. It's a two-day event, 36 holes for high school, varsity, and college golfers, both male and female. It's going to be played at Magnolia Grove. It's June 16th and 17th. It's a junior golf scorecard ranked tournament, which is a big deal. You can look at that online. But the deadline to register your child for this golf tournament is June 11th at midnight. You can go to jimmygreentour.com. Again, jimmygreentour.com and get your child or young adult put in this event. Unbelievable amount of talent around this area. People come into this area, Randy, to play in these kind of events. And if you're looking to play varsity golf or whatever you want to say, or looking to go play in college golf, they are going to have a wonderful golf tournament over Magnolia Grove. So make sure you check that out.
Absolutely. Hey, get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Going to give away some golf coming up in just a few moments. But right now,
look at this guy.
It is time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, on the line with us. Vin, how you doing, pal?
I am blessed. How are you boys doing today?
Well, we are doing well. We were supposed to be playing in a GCGA event at Lakewood, a place when you come back over here you love to play. However, the weather has really, it's bad. We're expecting a storm coming through, and so we had to postpone it. But the question is how's the weather in California?
You know, as always, weather in California is typically fairly well. We're up in the Monterey area, and it's probably about 65 degrees and nice and sunny, a little light breeze. So it's quite well today.
All right. Now you're up there and you're playing a course. Most of the time, whenever you say Monterey Peninsula, Coromel, you know, folks think of Pebble Beach. But there's a place you're playing that is really, and you have told me on many, many occasions, this is one of your favorite golf courses. Tell us about it.
Well, it's Posse Tempo, and you know, McAllister is the one that helped Bobby Jones design Augusta, and it has a lot of the same traits, you know, being at Augusta one time, but it just seems like a lot of the same traits as Augusta, and it's a tough little track, and they play I think it's a college tour or college tournament, and with all the major teams come out and play. I think did it last year, but it's a tough track, great views, and beautiful place to play golf.
Well, they have said that this course, according to Golf Magazine's top 100 courses, it was ranked number 12, 2006-2007. It has always been one of those high-ranking golf courses. And a lot of times, Danny, you know this, mm-hmm. a lot of times whenever you say Pebble Beach and everybody thinks of the scenery and all that, there are a lot of folks that have played Pebble Beach and Posse Tempo, and they've said, hey, man, they'd rather go play Posse Tempo.
Yeah, well, you know, it's needless to say, of course, Pebble Beach, you know, specifically because of that 18th hole then, I would say, at Pebble Beach being such an iconic finishing hole. It is, in that area, just unbelievable topography. That's one of my favorite words, by the way, topography. But
it's a nice word.
You know, just all along that area, and you go a little bit north along, you know, past up to Cypress Point. Just that whole area is unbelievable. Monterey Peninsula Country Club, all those areas are so wonderful, and especially that course you're playing. You're exactly right. It's hard to go wrong, you know, along that area, but certainly. That's why we have Vin. He points us in the right direction. Right?
Yeah, he does. Now, we're visiting with Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Vin?
You know what? If you guys could get in a plane and fly out here today, they have this special. They're having a little rough time getting, you know, golfers up here because the resorts are closed still. But you can go play, and I know it's a lot, or sounds like a lot, but you can play Pebble Beach without staying at the resort for $490, and then you get Spyglass free, which is another $400 golf course, you know, regularly. But they're looking for golfers right now, and it's kind of interesting up here.
I think that averages out a little over $200 each. Isn't it, Danny? I can make that happen.
Yeah, we can make that happen. And, you know, Vin, speaking of which, how is that feeling out there with the golf? You know, are they – you know, all the social distancing procedures and policies implemented, and, you know, is it one per cart, or have they gotten rid of the caddy systems at some of these courses, or kind of what's going on with that?
Yeah, pretty much it's no caddies. They really prefer you to walk. When you get in the parking lot, before you get out of your car, you have to have a mask on. You can't go into the pro shop. They don't take cash. And everybody is a little more serious about here in Northern California. And on the golf course, you know, they have actually people on the golf course, I'm going to say between 4 and 6, that actually remind you to keep your distancing. They actually watch you. And so it's quite interesting.
They watch you?
Yeah,
that's
scary. They don't want to watch me. They don't like my golf swing. But, you know, the nice thing about the people that work at the golf course, which I found out, is that if they work there for 20 years, they get to play each one of the golf courses once a week, and they get to play Pebble Beach once a quarter for free. And if they work 20 years, they get it for a lifetime.
Holy cow.
Pretty sweet deal.
That's incredible. That's not a bad little setup.
No,
not a bad setup at all. Hey, we're visiting with Vin Goodman on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, our West Coast correspondent. Now, Vin, I know you're out there. You got a wild gang with you out there, and I believe, of course, the wives are with you as well.
Yeah, the wives are with us. We're going to go out and hit a little flea market today, and then tomorrow we're going to hit Posse Tempo about 12 o'clock, and just looking forward to it. I just love that golf course. It just beats me up every time I play it, but it is spectacular to play.
We got to mention some of the gang, and you've heard the names on here before. Jim Starkey hanging out with you. Got a couple other fellas.
Yeah, got Brian Lynn, a guy named Greg Lockhart. You know, Starkey, we played Spyglass the other day, and we're going along and having our team bet and blah, 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 and we're still matched up pretty good and coming down somewhere around about 16, I think it was, and one of the partners made a fatal mistake because we were walking, and it's a 8-mile walk. He decided to get a a beverage and he got a double, and he faded quite quickly.
Oh my goodness. Only Starkey.
Yeah, and then we have a few injuries from the golf course. Lockie's got a little blister today, but hopefully we get him healed up. And, you know, as always, Lynn just smacks the ball straight down the middle of the fairway. So we just laughed and had a lot of fun.
Now Lynn played, didn't he play for Southern Cal?
I don't think he played for Southern Cal. He played for a college up here. But, he's for a guy in our age, he rotates the ball so good, and he just smashes it. He probably has, compared to us, a three-quarter swing, but just so good with driving his legs through the ball, and he plays a solid game. He's qualified for some California AM, senior AM stuff, and so he's a good player.
We're visiting with our West Coast correspondent, Vin Goodman, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Danny?
Well, every time, Vin, you tell us about the gang that you hang out with, the usual suspects, every time I hear Jim's name, it just brings a smile from my face, because I think of, Starkey and Goodman. You know, it's like either an accounting firm or
a show like Starsky,
show
and,
like Starsky and Hutch. And we do. Now, I want you to kind of explain, because you do such a great job explaining that area in the Monterey Peninsula as you go. And one of my dreams, I have never been out there, never been along that area. There is a road called 17 Mile Drive that kind of takes you through. Is if I was to go out there and Randy and I were flying out there and he rents us a convertible, Ferrari or something like that, or and we're going to take a drive, is that the road I need to be on?
Well, if you really want to see how small your pocketbook is, that's the road you go on, because you really see where money's at, but
where money
is. It's pretty.
Huh?
A great area to drive, tall pines, usually really nice, fairly good weather, and it's but when you see money, there's definitely money here.
So what you're saying is my 97 Oldsmobile Omega would look out of place driving on 17 Mile Drive.
Well, I wouldn't say would look out of. You just assume that you're one of the guys on the working the social distancing out on the golf course.
There you go.
Oh, Vin, man, we got to get you back over here. We're happy out there playing. I know you love playing there in Carmel, and the place I've never played before, and you have invited on several occasions, just has not worked out, but hopefully we can get out there soon and play. I'll be interested to see. Let me ask you this before we go, because we only got a minute or so left here. The PGA cranks back up on Thursday. Give me your thoughts. How you see? Do you see everybody just kind of coming back full on, or what's your thoughts?
Well, I think there's going to be, of course, there's going to be a little rust in the game, but I think the real challenge is going to be is when they, deal without having people on the course. And, what about, hitting the balls a little sideways, which they do. Typically there's somebody there to see it or watch it. Are they going to have more lost balls? And I think, I think they're still going to be good players, but I just think it'll be a little different. And I'm going to try to get out there in Houston or one of those dates in September, so we can go watch one when they open it all up.
Well, we certainly want to do that for sure. There's no question about it. Vin, look, I know, it's a little early for you out there. We appreciate you taking time to come on with us back here on the East Coast, and know y'all going to have a blast. Just know that we're thinking about you and we're living vicariously through you.
Well, I appreciate it. It's always nice to have guys that you go and enjoy and play golf with, which, we'll do tomorrow. But, there's nothing like coming back to the South and seeing some good friends. My boy had a great time last summer, and that's all he talks about is wanting to come back and see the good people of the South. So we're looking forward to coming back.
Well, we certainly will welcome you with open arms. And speaking of which, your son, Titus, they're doing a great job with Tyler Golf Bags. Guys, check that out online. If you want to design a golf bag specifically for you, TylerGolfBags.com, you can check them out. Instagram, we're going to be doing a lot with them as well. So we're excited about that. But, yeah, he's doing a great job. And we look forward to having you back. Tell everybody we said hi. Y'all have a great time, Vin, and appreciate you taking time to be with us.
All right. I love you guys. You have a great day, man.
All right, there you go. Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. They don't get much better than that.
No, they really don't. They really don't. And, I've been fortunate enough to play with Vin a couple times when they come down. And Titus, what a great young man he is. If Man, he can mule it out there.
He can
too,
really buddy. Hit it. Ooh. Yeah, he's playing some college golf, and he's been killing it. But good kid for sure. And there again, that's what golf does. I mean,
I found a place for us over there, Randy, that we can go.
Did you?
Yeah. Stillwater nice. Bar and Grill, right
nice.
There.
Have nice.
You been there before?
No, I have not. Yeah. All right, guys. When we come back, y'all ready to see what happens at Boom's Kitchen?
Yes.
Well, it's going to come up. The picture's up next, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. You know what? Let's go ahead and give away some golf. Let's do that right now. We'll take the third phone call. I'm going to give away 2 rounds of golf with Cart to Timber Creek. Played out there just the other day. By the way, the phone number 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. 2 rounds of golf with Cart was out there the other day, Friday as a matter of fact, and the course is in really, really good shape, guys. If you've not been out there, you need to. The greens were punched a while back. They are rolling extremely well. Check it out. Third phone call. There you go. We got a winner coming up here in just a moment.
I swung by Timber yesterday and saw the Raging Cajun himself, Big Rob, and they had a lot going on. Had the Incas out there yesterday, a big tournament,
yep.
And a lot of things. Of course, the rain was coming in and out, but the course did look beautiful. I was looking down. Love looking down that number one. It's not the easiest hole in the world. Number one of Magnolia right there, the par 5. You got to kind of pay attention off the tee box, but boy, it looked great.
It does. You know, we got some great sponsors of the show. Certainly want to thank those. McConnell Automotive. They do a wonderful job. You can check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Also, our good friends over at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Matt Brandt, does an outstanding job. Glad that they are open and they're back, not completely 100%, but the back deck is ready for you. So get out there and check it out. Also, thanks to Timber Creek, Eastern Shore Toyota, our friends over at Glen Lakes and Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. Thanks to Adam at Adam's Title Pond, Jason Young with Jason Young State Farm Insurance, and to our good friends at Bridgestone, the official golf club and golf ball of Southern Fairways. And now, I guess I got to say, Boom's Kitchen is a sponsor too, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
Or is she?
Well, sure. Sure.
Are you ready?
I mean, you know, I mean,
are y'all ready?
There's absolute value in what Boom's Kitchen brings
to
the table.
I want to give you just a second, okay? Go online if you're in front of your computer or your smartphone. Go online. You can check us out. We are live on Facebook. Go to Southern Fairway. Search it. You can check out, search Danny's Facebook, my Facebook, or you can go to Randy Bergen Live YouTube, and I'm going to give you just a second to show you what we're having today right after the show. I'm pretty excited.
I've already got a sample taste. I disappeared once again.
Hey, man, weather forecast brought to you by Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. It is it's obviously going to be wet. It is going to be wet all the way up through tonight. We have got a 93% chance of rain. I think it's 100% where we are right now, Danny. 100% chance of rain.
Well, and yeah, it's raining. I just, you know, there's your forecast. It's going to rain all day and probably tomorrow. So
here you go. You ready to see what Boom's Kitchen's got ready for us whenever we finish up? Go right now. There it is. Danny, how's that look right there?
It looks wonderful. I've already destroyed the salad. Put a little Caesar dressing on there on my salad. Finished that between breaks and dove into the chicken. It's got a wonderful texture on top of it. Good flavoring, a lot of garlic. You see the little fried onions on top. It's beautiful. Just good stuff. Good stuff. We're going to collaborate. Boom and I are going to collaborate. I had to break out the pots and pans last night as we got back in action and had to dust off the old chef's jacket and do a little rehearsal dinner on Friday night, Randall, and a little reception last night. So congratulations to them, the Harville gang, for a beautiful wedding. Sorry it was raining, but it was a nice event.
Some things you can control, some things you cannot control.
You can control who you marry most of the time.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. I don't know how we got off on that. All right. Hey, you know, it's great to have Vin on. Wonderful guy. And just fun to hang around. Great guy. They're having a blast over in California. They're at the Monterey Peninsula, and I wish we were over there, but good to hear from him. Good to see, talk with all the guys a little bit earlier in the week, so maybe we can get out there one day. Maybe we can get out there. Maybe we can drag Tiger Mike with us and Bama Tim over to Pebble Beach.
That would be quite the adventure.
Got to say congratulations to Craig Sandy, who picks up the two-pack to Timber Creek. I'm telling you, if you haven't been over there, it is in great shape, Greg. You'll definitely enjoy it for sure. You know, Danny, I wanted to kind of wait till we get into the next hour to talk about this topic and about Drew Brees and the flag. And, of course, yesterday, the 76th anniversary of D-Day. Little disappointing. Everything he said, I think, was taken out of context for the most part, and then he had to come back and apologize. And I'm gonna read it for you here in just a second. But give me your thoughts on Drew Brees, one of the nicest guys in professional sports, completely, and gives a lot back to the community of New Orleans. To get lambasted like he did is just kind of disappointing.
Well, it's so multifaceted. You know, unfortunately, in certain times and circumstances, we get put in a position where our beliefs or how we view, you know, for this instance, you know, the American flag and what it represents. Each person it represents something, you know, different possibly. And Drew Brees is one of those guys who believed he believes in law and order. He believes in our military. He supports that. He believes the flag is a symbol. And now with the recent events, with all the protests and the riots and everything that's gone off, you could still have two viewpoints, Randy. You can be thankful that some attention is being made to a horrific incident and crime that we witnessed with the basic murder of an individual, okay? And then we could be outraged and horrified by the response by some people and just completely decimating some of these towns, cities, and businesses, especially during a pandemic. And so, you know, when Drew Brees came out last year and he was talking about he did not believe that kneeling for the flag was a good representation of that specific topic, that he felt like he had to backtrack on it because a lot of people went after him. And you know, there's it's not that many people. It's a very loud minority that comes after that on social media. And so he was putting a thing. Now he's come back and says he still believes that you shouldn't kneel for the flag and all these other things, but he was forced to apologize. And I just think in this country, if you're gonna sit there and believe in free speech, you have to be able to take, you know, someone burning the flag as free speech, and you're gonna have to take somebody who supports the flag as free speech. So you can't be one way or the other. That's just not the way we're built.
Well, and that's why, you know, that's why those guys are on Normandy. That's why we have men and women. They help us have that opportunity to go whichever way you want. That's the freedom that you have. Drew Brees did say, he said, I will never agree with anybody, if you missed it, said, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played, and when I look at the flag of the United States, I envision my two grandfathers who fought for the country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
Well, and Randall, let me tell you something. If you've been over to New Orleans, you've been to that World War II museum before. It is unbelievable.
It really is.
I mean, it really is. And especially to honor those. And it's not just about World War II. It's about all of our, you know, the people who have fought for this country. And we can, it may sound to some people on the left, you know, if we want to go that way, that don't believe, you know, in all these things, it may sound like just talking points to them. But this country was built. And I mean, being a World War II buff and just seeing some of the strategic positions that we could be in right now, if, for instance, if the Nazis wouldn't have invaded Russia in the middle of winter, we could be speaking German, Randy. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, and without the guts and the glory and the bravery and the courage of our soldiers going over there at basically, you know, every 22 seconds, there was a death. I want you to do that math.
I was in the military. I was in the Army, and my MOS was 11 Bravo. They told us as a 11 Bravo, your life expectancy in war is 11 seconds.
How you like that?
Grab you some of that, bro.
Yeah.
Grab you some of that. All right. But look, that's why I want to say thanks to all of our men and women that are serving us right now, our policemen, our firemen. We appreciate everything that you do. And we don't need to forget that. We don't need to forget them for sure. Okay?
And we never will.
We never will. We never will. All right. Boy, can you believe this first hour is just about gone? It is up. We are going to go. We are going to go into Boom's Kitchen here in just a few moments and tangle with that chicken that she has prepared along with a beautiful salad during the break. And then we're going to come back in the next hour. And at the bottom of the hour, a good friend of ours, Ray Schuster with the Schuster Golf Academy, he has made a move. If you have not heard, the young man will be going across the bay. And we'll tell you all about it. He'll tell us all about it. Plus, he's got some great tips for us as well. So it should be a lot of fun talking with him. I'm going to give away some more golf coming up. And we'll take a look at some of the play that will be happening this week, Thursday. PGA cranks it back up at Colonial. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great event. I mean, whether there's fans there or not, which there won't be. But just looking at this field. With the amount of people, the top five in the world going to be there, and a host of other players, it is going to be a shootout. Now I'll be interested to see, you know, how Colonial plays to these guys. You know, usually 10, 11, 12 under is right around that number on that golf course. It's a little tricky and a little tight, but we'll see. We'll see who brings their game to the table. I'm about to bring my fork to the table here in a minute.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That was exactly what I was thinking. All right, first hour coming, going. Second hour coming up. Don't touch that dial. Go get in front of your computer. All right, you can go to your TV. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. Check us out live. You may want to wear some sunglasses to kind of, well, you got your hat on, so the beam will be down.
Yeah, I did a close shave this morning. I may debut the dome in the second hour.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf Show coming up next, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I'm Randy Bergen, and Danny, I say radio show. Hey, it's now on video. You can check us out on Facebook. You can go to YouTube, search Danny Spivey, Randy Bergen, Southern Fairways. You will find it. And let me just tell you, coming up in just a little bit, we had an opportunity. We talk golf first. You know that right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. But we had an opportunity to go fishing out at Steelwood.
Yeah.
And, Danny, we got a little video. We might roll that in just a little bit. What do you think?
You did go through that video, right? And you've edited. Okay, just making sure. And if you do come on video, I don't want you to be afraid. I did remove my hat per Randall's request.
You did.
If you have been watching me a little bit, I'm struggling with my glasses for a reason, because I have this nice little rag that I was cleaning them off, but the rag had Boom's chicken grease on it, and so that's why I've been struggling with my glasses. If everybody's wondering.
If you missed the first hour, okay, we just went through Boom's Kitchen, and she prepared a wonderful, let me see, Dan, let me see if I can throw that up real quick for those who are just coming back on with us. All right, wonderful chicken with salad. All right, there it is. If you're on live with us on TV, you can actually see it. All right, if you are not, let me just tell you, it was absolutely, and I've not finished mine at all, but absolutely delicious, and can't wait to go in there and have a little bit more. All right, hey, coming up this hour, we got a lot to get into. We're gonna be talking with one of our really good friends, and you know him. He'll be Thank you. A little delay there, but Ray Schuster is going to be on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line coming up at the bottom of the hour. He has made a move. He's going to tell us all about it, and I tell you, I'm excited for him. I am so excited for him. The Schuster Golf Academy is what he heads up, and he is one of the fantastic instructors in our area. So we'll have him on. He's got some tips for you as well, so you won't want to miss that coming up in the bottom of the hour. A lot to get into this hour. I'm going to give away some more golf, so get your fingers ready at 251-343-0107. So 107, what number am I giving there? 343-0106. Yeah, there you go.
You went
I got a lot going on here.
You went back to the 80s there.
Soft rock, 105.7.
105.7, yeah, no, no. So check that out. 343-0106 is the number on how you can jump on, be with us. You can get on the show, you can text, but that's definitely the number you want to win some free golf. Going to give away some to Glen Lakes and to Timber Creek again coming up in just a little bit. One of the things we've got to do, Danny, is we got to get we're going to have to get an update from in just a few moments. Let's see. We may even do that. Let me see if we can get that set up for you right now.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Well, the PGA Tour gets back into the swing of things this coming week for the Charles Schwab Challenge at beautiful, beautiful Colonial Country Club. All five of the top players in the world, headlined by world number one,
Rory McIlroy,
who will be making his first career appearance at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, will compete next week's tournament. The rest of the top five includes 2018 runner-up Brooks Koepka, world number three, and 2017 runner-up John Rahm, who's number two, and a pair of formal number ones, and Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson will be there as well. 16 of the world's top 20 players in the latest edition of the official world golf rankings are part of the field. Tiger Woods, though, world number 11, will not be there. But who will be there? Defending champion Kevin Na, along with Justin Rose, number 14, 2016 champion and Dallas native Jordan Spieth, and two-time winners Phil Mickelson and Zach Johnson.
There you go. Your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour. That does crack me up, dude. I gotta tell you, can I hear it just one more time?
You
want to hear it one more time?
Just one more time.
All right, let me see if I can do it for you. Hang on just a second. Let's see if we can get that re-cued for you here. Here you go. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
Oh, she does good. Come on, man.
That's great. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine if we tried to do that in Thai? It wouldn't come out that good.
That's right. All right. Well, we don't want to lose it here. Glad you're on board with us. I am Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, broadcasting from La Casa Bergen, the Bergen, right here above the beaches in South Alabama. Glad to have you here with us. A full hour. Buckle up. It'll go by extremely fast. As I mentioned, Ray Schuster will be on with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to give you the schedules as we get set for PGA Tour resuming. They will do that beginning on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit about them. We'll talk about the Champions Tour, LPGA. Everybody's getting set to come back now for the seniors and for the LPGA. They'll start next month in July. But I am excited to have some golf back on. Danny, I watched the 2016 or 2018 Rio Olympics. I've gone back and watched the 2017 Valspar for the 20th time, and I need some real stuff.
And there's been some good documentaries on golf as well. Of course, when all this started, remember what we were talking about, Randy, it seems like not that long ago, but also, you know, half a year ago, we were talking about what we watched on Netflix and everything else. We're getting geared up for golf now, though. There's no doubt about that, and we're going to start at a pretty neat golf course, Colonial Country Club. Should be a very interesting matchup.
Have you played there?
I've never played there. I've been by there. A young lady I used to date in college was from Fort Worth, and I'm trying to remember his name. Lindy Miller, who was an All-American, was the club pro at this course that I used to go play
in that Fort Worth, Dallas area, but I've never been, had the chance to play Colonial.
Beautiful golf course. Really, it's really going to be interesting. And I think the thing that's really a challenge for me is to see how this is going to work without fans. Now, we saw with Tiger and Phil and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, we saw how that was. And I thought they did a good job, mic'd up. They were in the carts. The weather was a little off, but I thought that was pretty good the way they did that. Now, you won't have that, obviously, with the tour event like this. So it'll be interesting to see what these guys, what are they thinking? You know, a lot of times, and they'll be having to look for their ball, I'm sure, quite a bit. But the one thing is they enjoy whenever they hit a good shot, the crowd's response when it hits the green, if it's close to the hole, they know by the response. They won't have that. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out for them. I'm really anxious to watch, and I will be tuned in on Thursday as they crank up.
Well, that one commercial Ricky Fowler's in was pretty funny. I wonder if anybody's going to do that, where they have like a little voice box, so to speak. And if you make a putt, you know, they press a button and, you know, gives them some affirmation of crowd noise.
I like that. By the way, just got a text, and we talked about Tiger and who was it, Tiger and Peyton and Phil and Tom Brady, that little two-team matchup.
Right.
Just got a text here. Danny, I'm throwing it out. Are you ready for this team?
Who we got?
Danny and Bama Tim taking on Randy and Tiger Mike.
Oh, I think maybe that could, yeah.
Can we make that happen?
We can make that happen.
Still would.
Yeah, we can do that. And maybe we'll have a fishing/golf tournament at the same time. We'll take some good video and we'll go out there and play. Maybe we'll go, we'll just have to see what the weather looks like. We'll figure that out, though. I think that's a great idea, Bama Tim.
That was Tiger Mike.
That was Tiger Mike that came up with that?
So,
good idea.
Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a timeout when we come back. We talk golf first, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk a little fishing. You mentioned that? We're going to see what happens out at Steelwood when you have the opportunity to go out there and fish. All right?
Good stuff.
You're going to enjoy it. Don't go anywhere. Hey, hey, hey,
I was,
man, it got no rhythm. It got no rhythm. Got no rhythm. Oh, my gosh. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and TV. We are broadcasting on the Golf Broadcast Network and FM Talk 106.5. Our mother station, if you will, back pushing all the buttons, Philip Bush and Leanne Clark, glad to have them on board with us, doing a wonderful job. By the way, the phone lines are open at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. We'll have Ray Schuster coming up at the bottom of the hour, and excited to have him on. But I think we're going to go to our, I don't know if we have a guest on right now or not, but we'll get back to that in just a second. Danny, one of the things that we got to do was go fishing the other day, and we did that. And I'm kind of trying to determine, do we want to play this video or not?
It's totally up to you, Randy. I mean, as long as you edited it and went through it and make sure and Philip, you know, has the 3-second delay on just in case. I'm just kidding. I think it was pretty harmless, but it was a really nice day, and it was one of those last minute things, Randy. I try to get better about planning things, right? And it's just tough in my line of work. You never know what's going to happen. I have a lot of things that, you know, go on. I have a corporate office over in New Orleans, so a lot of things happen. So I called you, and I said, listen, it's about 4:30 in the afternoon. I said, are you ready, Ponzi?
Yes,
go
sir.
Ahead, pack it up. You say,
yes, sir.
I'm on my way.
I am on my way.
And you were. And we went out, and we had a little bit of fun.
Guys, we love to talk golf first, all right? But we are about to show you on video. And those on radio that are listening, you'll hear it. If you can go to our Facebook, you can go to Southern Fairways, Randy Bergen, Danny Spivey, or you can go to YouTube, Randy Bergen, and check it out live. I am going to be showing this in just about 2 minutes, all right? So so go on, get set, and it was a pretty nice fish that I did yield. Yeah, out of Steelwood Lake.
You did a great job. Okay. You always do. And speaking of which, I did change out the line for you. Yeah, little. I had that line on there for when we go bay fishing, anticipating I would hook into a 20 pound redfish or something like that. But yeah, it wasn't necessary in the lake.
All right. All right, you ready? You ready for me to do it?
Go ahead.
All right, let's do this. Let me flip this over. Let's see. Let me see if I can get this going for us real quick. All right, hang on just a second. We are going to see if I can cut this out, and we should have audio right now. Let's go and see what this does.
There you go. Again, a little Randall action.
I got this. Looky here. Boys and girls.
Look at this.
How about that?
That's a good fish there, baby.
Nice.
Dan put me right on him.
Yeah, put you right on it.
Look at this bad boy. Let's get him on in the boat here.
Yeah.
Let me give it a little line out here.
Notice how we talk like this.
And, let's look at this little five pounder.
Nice five pounder. Yeah. Looky here. Look how pretty he is.
Look at that. Look at that.
Bad boy. Yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Now, for all those out there, Steelwood
Look at fans, that bad boy.
We have a 15-inch and under, or 16 and over, you got to throw back. Because we're going to let this young man or lady get to be about 8 or 10 pounds.
Okay.
And as Dirk says, the hardest thing to do is not hit a hole in one, is to catch a 10-pound bass.
And we lost our one, but I'm going to tell you what, I am very pleased with that. Okay. All right, Dan.
All right, buddy.
There you go.
Very nice.
All right.
Good job, buddy. And I don't know why we were being so quiet out there. We got in this little voice there, you know, like, hey, look at that right there. Isn't it special? Just a little bit. There was nobody else on the lake. 450-acre lake. We're the only people out there. We should have been.
But you did have somebody out there. There was some
Right. We did. Yeah. We had my buddy Adam out there and his two boys, which they caught a lot of fish, too. That's right. They went over around the corner, but a lot of fun. There was a correlation, and everybody's wondering, why are we putting these fish videos? For some reason, golfers love to fish.
And we did, you know, we did some research on that, and quite frankly, we found that 87% of golfers enjoy the sport of fishing as well.
And you know, another interesting thing too is a lot of golfers, especially long-time golfers, and I will say 16 handicap and under, are usually fairly good pool players and ping pong players. Why do you think that is?
Coordination.
I guess that's it, the little hand-eye movement. And I'll tell you, one of our good buddies, Coach Rick Cleveland, with Prep Sports Report and that gang there, and Corey, I'll tell you, Rick has coach has some unbelievable hands. He's a pretty good ping pong player. He's an unbelievable tennis player and a proficient golfer. In fact, he shot 68 last week, and I saw the Twitter feed and the Goodyear blimp came by and it was announcing that. But no, I'm just teasing. But that's a great round. Wow. But he's got unbelievable hands. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, just very, very good hands.
Soft, very soft, very soft. Hey, all right, Muirfield Village. We talked about it in the first hour. Looks like they are going to host back-to-back tournaments. Of course, as you know, the John Deere Classic was canceled, but now they're going to open this event. It will be held without fans on July the 9th through the 12th, and that will be a week before the Memorial Tournament, one that you're very familiar with, Danny, once you grew up right there in your hometown.
Oh, gosh, just a beautiful place. Buck and I were talking about it on the way over here, and I don't think, you know, there were some polls taken amongst PGA Tour players on favorite places to play, and Muirfield Village is always in the top five of places to play. Not only the test of golf that you can, you know, you can get there, you know, you can shoot some low scores on that golf course if you hit it in the right spot, and that's the way Jack Nicklaus built that golf course. But the pureness of the fairways, the greens, the Kentucky bluegrass rough, the bunkers, I do think the only misstep that Mr. Nicklaus made over the years is, remember when he changed the rakes?
Right.
And
right.
Made a little trench in those in the bunkers, and the ball sat down a little bit more, and it caused a lot of havoc on that golf course. Well, and the reason was because Tiger Woods shot 19 under on the golf course, so they were trying to figure something to do. And these guys are so good out of the bunkers that they were trying to make it a little bit more penal. But what a beautiful golf course. And you know, you look at the logistics of it, having back-to-back tournaments at the same golf course. Of course, you know, they'll all get together. The tournament committees for both tournaments will get together, you know, the volunteers and everything. They'll probably set up the same kind of vendor tents and sponsor tents, and all those things will be more in unison with the Memorial tournament, but they'll just set it up, you know, 10 days earlier, basically. And so that's the way I foresee that. So the golf course can definitely handle 120 player field at the Memorial Invitational, and then also 156 player field in the other golf tournament. So I look forward to it. What a great place to play 2 weeks in a row. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and give you the schedule real quick. If you're not familiar with the PGA Tour, they will crank back up after nearly 3 months of being off. It will happen at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. We've talked about that. Then next week, RBC Heritage at Harbortown. They're in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Then they'll travel over to Cromwell, Connecticut for the Travelers Championship, followed by the Rocket Mortgage Classic. That will be in Detroit, Michigan. And then we just talked about the tournaments to be announced. Well, the John Deere and then the Memorial. So, listen, these guys cannot afford to miss a tournament now because of the FedEx points. It will be a sprint to the finish here. As remember, this when you look at the way the schedule will wind up, Danny, we're playing the Masters in November, which I think is going to be absolutely so interesting. And what is that? November the 12th through the 15th. So what is the weather going to be like in Georgia at that time? It seems to me that it's going to be a little chilly. All right. But, hey, it's an interesting year.
You know, we keep talking about the Masters and obviously in November, but everything's kind of upside down with the PGA Championship coming first August 6th to the 9th. And then, you know, you've got the tour, you know, the FedEx Cup going on with the BMW Championship, the Northern Trust a week before that, the Tour Championship at East Lake on September 4th through 7th. But have we really thought about the U.S. Open being at Winged Foot in late September? I mean, there's all kind of things can happen, you know, with the weather in upstate New York.
In the middle of September.
Middle of September. I'm just telling you, and you know, we keep going. Of course, the Open Championship is not going to happen, but, you know, we go through all those things. We get a little bit of leeway until we get to November for the Masters, but my goodness, Winged Foot is an unbelievable test of golf, one of the top 30 golf courses in the entire world. And it is tough in its own right, and the way the weather could be, the rough and the fairways being a little bit faster during that time frame, it's going to be very interesting.
There is no question about that. There is no question about it. And let's not forget, right after Winged Foot, you got the Ryder Cup. If they
play
the schedule, yeah, that's set for September the 25th. That'll be at Whistling Straits, another very interesting place to play in Wisconsin, and at the end of September. So, hey man, it's we deal with it. We deal with it. I don't think that's all you can do. That's all you can do.
Well, I was going to say something about crowds going over to Colonial over these next few weeks, and we kind of hinted to it. I'm going to be nice today, Randall. I don't want to get into it. My Facebook and everything else lit up because, you know, I try to stay off of certain comments, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I want to see fans out there. So, for instance, the Ryder Cup, maybe we should just, you know, go ahead and rush the golf course, Randy. Get about 6,000-7,000.
Let's do it.
We'll rush.
Let's do it. Hey, when we come back, we're going to visit with a very good friend of ours, Ray Schuessler with the Schuessler Golf Academy. He's made the move. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf. Don't touch that dial. That's it right there.
Reminds me of
is that Chic?
I think that may be Chic. Kind of reminds me of the old skating rink. Could you skate backwards?
I did one time.
Yeah.
One time. That was it. And I said, I'll never do that again. Never do that again. All right. Hey, guys, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. It is we're having a blast here. I hope that you are, too. Be sure to check us out live. We're on you can watch us on YouTube. We're on Facebook. It is happening. Don't hurt your eyes too bad. But, man, glad to have you here with us. And it is it's time. I say it's time. Let's see here. Here we go. As I said, I'll never do that. Never do that again. All right, there you go. One of Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, a good friend, Ray Schuessler with the Schuessler Academy. Ray, how you doing, pal?
Great. How y'all doing today?
We are doing well. Obviously, it's a little wet outside. We were scheduled to have a GCGA event over at Lakewood, and that has been moved to the 20th. For those of you that will be playing in it, it'll be Saturday, June the 20th. So make plans. You can go and check us out at GCGATour.com for all the information. But let's talk about moves. You have made a move, my man. We are excited for you. Tell us all about it.
Well, thanks. I am going to be teaching at the Country Club of Mobile here starting on Tuesday. They've been gracious enough to give me this opportunity, and I couldn't be more excited.
Well, I know it's big for you. I know it is big for you. And at part of that, obviously, you'll be moving the Schuessler Golf Academy over there. And tell folks about the Schuessler Golf Academy. You've been doing it for quite some time, one of the top 100 golf instructors in the nation. Talk a little bit about how that affects what happens now that you make that move.
Well, you know, I'm not sure if we'll be Schuessler Golf. I'm just going to help. You know, we haven't really gotten into that discussion. I'm going to be the director of instruction for the membership, and if they, you know, allow me to keep the brand, I will. If not, that's fine too. I'm just excited to get over there and help, you know, the membership, and let's create a culture over there of enjoying the game. And for those that want to get serious, we're going to get serious. Kind of what I've done over here in the Baldwin County market for the last 6 years, really my entire career as a PGA professional. And I've always enjoyed teaching and just had the opportunity to start the academy about 6 years ago, and I did, and it's worked out well for me.
We're visiting Ray Schuessler on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Danny?
Well, Ray, I'm so excited for you, and I know you'll be a huge success over there. I have so many close friends in the golf community. What a wonderful membership that the Mobile Country Club has. It has a long historic tradition, that country club, a beautiful social membership as well as a golf membership, but some great, great players over there. I know a lot of them. I play against them all the time, and I'm sure you do too. And of course, with Scott Smith over there doing his thing. Scott is a class A1 guy who does a tremendous job. His attention to detail is very, I see, copacetic with your attention to detail and their love, your love of the game of golf and bringing it to new people. And I look forward to coming over there and seeing the facility. I know it's tremendous. They went under a mighty huge undertaking there with renovating the golf course, the driving range, the par 3 course addition, and the teaching facility. So if I was to pick one person on this planet to be over there in that building and helping people grow the game of golf, it would certainly be Ray Schuessler. So congratulations, and I look forward to coming over there and seeing you.
Well, Danny, you're very kind with those words. I really appreciate that. You know, y'all have been a great supporter, you know, as you know, through the years, and, you know, y'all are a part of this move. I can't say thank you enough. It's very exciting. You know, you're right. They have a history of great golfers coming out of there. You know, they had great golf professionals, and Scott is doing a wonderful job. And, you know, Scott reached out to me. I was, you know, I just was so honored that they were even considering me. And then, you know, once it got down to a point where we had to make a decision, you know, I talked to my wife, and she's on board. She's a school teacher, and we've decided to make the move. And I start Tuesday and ready to get going. Hopefully this weather will be out of here. But with the teaching building, I guess I talked to Scott yesterday. I said,
works out pretty good.
I'm not going to be able to teach in. And he said, nope. You can get him down to the building, open up those doors. So
there you go.
Kind of weird. I had a guy call me yesterday, or I said, weather permitting. And then I thought, wait a minute. I don't have to worry about weather now. So anyway, it's exciting. That what they did to the total golf operation, they made some massive improvements the whole facilities, as y'all know, through the years. And I'm just so grateful to get over there and have a chance to, again, help all the golfers enjoy the game. And for those that are going to crank it up and try to take their game to the next level, we're going to do that. We've ordered the video equipment, and it'll be there in a few weeks. We'll be setting that up. I still have my flight scope, my iPad I'll use in the meantime until we get the big monitors in the nice teaching building and do what we're going to do.
Ray, we couldn't be more excited for you. I know that as long as I've been knowing you, this is it's kind of like coming back home. I know it's been a long time since you've been there, but this is the perfect setup for you, and couldn't be more excited for you. I do want to turn real quick while we got you for just another few moments. By the way, visiting with Ray Schuster here on Southern Fairways. Ray, let's talk a little bit about the PGA. Now, they crank back up on Thursday of this week at Colonial. There won't be any fans. We know all of that. And they get their schedule going back full force. As you look at it, as an instructor and the level of instruction that you give, what is your expectation when you see these guys come back out on the course this week?
I really don't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I think, I was listening to a show the other day, I think, some have probably taken this opportunity to take a little break, maybe. Some have been working harder. The lesser-known players might have been taking this, depending on where they live and what their opportunity to practice is. That's a factor. But I was looking at the field, and it's very interesting. You got quite a few Champions Tour players mixed in there. Stricker's mm-hmm. in there. Bernhard Langer, and this is not a very long course, as we know. It's an old-school golf course, Tom Lehman. So you might see a Champions Tour guy kind of mix it up with with this field because of the golf course. I didn't realize until a while ago when I was looking at the players list, Olin Brown's in it. So it's kind of an interesting field. How they react to not having fans and all that, we're going to – all of us will be excited to watch it and see how it plays out. The miss hits aren't going to be rewarded as they were in the past. If you hit over a green or hit a little wide, you're not going to get the favorable bounce from the galleries that they're used to getting. Not that they hit many of those, but every now and then, they'll catch a flyer out of the rough or whatever. So that's going to be in play. I just think it's exciting to see live sports again. Hopefully it's, this is – the rest of the year will continue as they hope and get back to some degree of normalcy as best we can.
Well, now I agree with you completely. Of course, out of that field of 148 participants at Colonial, 101 PGA Tour winners. So these guys do know how to win. There's going to be some great golf there, and I'm anxious to see it for sure. Absolutely no question about it. Whenever you look at the Ryder Cup, do you think that they're going to keep the Ryder Cup or are they going to move it to 2021? What's your thoughts on that?
They're going to do all they can to keep it. I would think, who has a crystal ball in the year 2020? It's just been such a unfortunate year. But hopefully, moving forward, we can take some deep breaths and figure this all out.
That we all need to do. There is no question we all need to take some deep breaths. Now, all right, we get set to go out and play. Have you got a tip for us, Ray? I'm visiting with Ray Schuster here on Southern Fairways. Have you got a tip for us as we get set to go out and play this week? And hopefully the rain will be gone and be out of here, and we'll have a good week of potential play.
Yes. I was thinking about, you sent me a text about all this, and it's going to be wet, so as you – get back and you hit you a few balls, make sure your clubs are dry. And as you get ready for the rest of the week, I would suggest everybody just check their basics. I'm a big believer in checking your fundamentals, making sure the grip's good, the setup, the posture, the aim. Just get back to basics. Your setup influences your motion. So just work on good basics, good setup, and you'd be surprised how that's going to influence in a positive way your swing. Most people, they set up to the ball, they're aimed a little off, they don't realize it. Check your alignment, check your ball position. All of those areas just influence how you're going to swing club. And it's, these are, your setup is what we can control. So if we could control the controllables, we got a better chance of having success.
Very good tip, Ray. Very good tip. Listen, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us. We are very excited. And as a matter of fact, while we've been talking with you, we've had a lot of texts coming over on my phone, and folks are just like excited for you and wish you the very best. And we certainly enjoy our partnership with you, pal, and we're rooting for you. Hope everything goes well. Look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all been great support of what I've been doing, and I appreciate your friendship, and that's what this game's all about. So y'all stay safe over there, and I need some of that food you've been eating, Randy.
Yeah.
hey, that's one. That's maybe there's a tip right there. How to swing the golf club around this stomach? So think about that one. I might need to get that tip from you, pal. But yeah, we gotta get some food.
New Facebook and everything. That's real cool. I've been watching some of that. Y'all are doing a great job.
Cool. We're excited about it for sure, and I'm excited for you, Ray, and look forward to having you back on again and again. Okay, my friend?
Thank y'all. Y'all stay dry.
All
stay
right, buddy. There you go. Ray Schuessler with the – well, I want to say the Schuessler Golf Academy, but that might change just a little bit. Well, no matter what, he is in a great spot at Mobile Country Club now. I could not be happier for him.
Oh, well, absolutely. And you know, Ray is so good at what he does and what he's done for the junior golf. He has had a stable of young golfers go on to do very, very well. He's worked with, of course, Lauren Gilchrist and Tyler Bjorn and a couple others that have had a lot of success.
I see Lauren all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And Ray does some great tips. And if you get a chance, it'll be neat to go over and see Ray. Not that he wasn't accessible down, because we're probably right in the middle. Now, you're a little quicker, you know, where you are, Randy, where Casa Bergen is to there. But I did get a chance. I went out with Rick Gehr, who's our general manager and director of golf over at Steelwood, and also TJ, their assistant, and a good buddy, Brinson Holder, who went over. And we went and played Mobile Country Club. It's the first time I'd been over there in a long time.
Right.
And the redo. And just what a tremendous facility. And Ray's going to do a great job there. I'm a big proponent of that country club and what they bring to the table as far as membership and golf. And Ray's going to fit in just perfect.
He's going to do well. And again, good for him. It's been, what, 25, 30 years since he's been over there? And so it was kind of a long time coming. Welcome home. Welcome home, Ray Schuessler, one of the really, really good guys. Great instruction, no doubt about it. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back on the other side, how about we give away some golf? You want to do that, Dan?
Sure, let's do it.
We're going to do that. So get your fingers ready at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Also, I did have a text just a few moments ago. Folks said they missed the chicken, and they want to see what it looks like. So we'll throw Boom's Kitchen back up for you so you can see that. And then we'll wrap up the show. I mean, these 2 hours, we tell you each and every Sunday, goes by so fast. But check us out on Facebook and on YouTube as well.
I'm glad you took a picture of it before the show.
No, that's what we need to do. Go take a picture of it now.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of break, and we'll post what my plate looks like.
There you go. All right. Hey, we'll open up the phone lines. If you want to jump on with us, 251-343-0106. We'll be right back with more Southern Fairways Golf right after this. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey. Danny, I am trying to we have that picture, and I'm going to try to get up here in just a few moments, a before and after picture of Boom's Kitchen. So we'll hopefully have that up in just a few moments. But before we do that, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. Guess who is on the line with us? He is my new partner against you and Bama Tim. It's Tiger Mike. Tiger, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing fine. And good morning or good afternoon, gentlemen. And look, I just realized that Cafe or Cafe Grande or whatever your location is, I didn't realize that it was at Augusta. I'm proud of you, Randy. Well,
yeah, it's a secret. It's a little bit of a secret.
He's done well.
Yeah, and we've flown Danny out to Pebble Beach, so things are going real well.
That's a tough choice, Augusta or Pebble, but I'm gonna stay in the South and take Augusta.
You know, that was one of the questions we had a while back. Was if you could only play. The only places you could play, one more time in your life, and it either had to be Augusta or Pebble Beach. Which would it be? And I thought that everybody would say, the majority would say Augusta. But you know what the poll showed? Pebble Beach.
No,
Pebble Beach.
I was wrong.
Well, let me tell you, how could you go wrong with either one of those places?
True,
all right.
True.
But for me, it would be Augusta. I'd want to play Augusta.
Yeah, myself too. You know, I am so pumped to see golf next week. But let me ask you a question. How do these players, I know they practice by themselves or with a couple friends or what have you, and their coach, but what will it be like out there playing for the money, for the competition, but with no crowds? What does that feel like? I mean, I have no clue.
Well, Danny, you can answer that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I can answer that one. It's a good question. For them, it's going to feel, you automatically go back to, for them, you'll probably go back to almost like a college or a junior golf mentality, you know, where you'll see just key personnel out there. You'll have your caddy and everything. But I still think you'll see a little bit, you'll see some intensity out there, Tiger Mike. I mean, you're going to see, some of the best players in the world, pretty much the top, you will see the top five players in the world and 11 of the top, 12 on the Ryder Cup and the FedEx Cup and 21 of the top 30 players in the world playing in this golf tournament. So is it going to have, we talk about momentum. So if you start making putts out on a golf course in a golf tournament and you hear the cheers and you get this sense of, like people are behind you. Does that help? Absolutely. But at the same point, there's something to be said about, people taking pictures in your backswing. I'm real interested. I want to see what the Vegas odds are on someone losing a golf ball. Because the crowds, PGA Tour players are notorious for hitting foul balls and, spraying one into the crowd. And then all of a sudden they happen to have a good lie. So I'm interested to see if they can find all their golf balls.
Yeah, and I have one other question. Is Tony Finau playing in this tournament? I haven't seen the whole list.
Hang on just a second. I can answer that for you. I've got it right here. I believe that he is. And, yes, he is. Tony Finau is playing in it. Sure.
I'm going to take Tony Finau in this tournament.
Nice.
It's a good pick.
Nice.
It's a good pick.
I like that. Very good. Guys, very good. Well,
and hearing y'all. I enjoy it immensely. And I'll just leave you with this. Y'all have a great day. I know it's a little wet, but still have a great day. And go Tigers.
There you go. All right, Tiger Mike. And look, I'm looking forward to you and I teaming up against Bama Tim. And Dan, we may, my friend, have a chance. We may have a chance at that. All right? So we'll set that
are
up.
Are we talking about golf or what are we talking about, fishing?
Fishing and golf.
Oh, so we're going to do
it. It'll be a dual tournament.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, look, we've been talking about Boom's Kitchen. By the way, just got a note here. I'm going to show you the result of what it will post, pre and post pictures in just a second. But guess what next week will be? Are you ready for this? Next week, Boom's Kitchen will have Thai cashew nut stir fried and coconut soup, all from Boom's Kitchen.
What are we doing? Are we doing it here or we're
doing it here. All right. If you're watching right now, you can go on and see what the chicken looked like before Danny got in it. All right. Did you want to see this?
So you got a BD and an AD.
Before Danny.
So give us the before Danny picture.
Okay.
All right.
And you ready for the after?
Here we go.
Oh, look
we got,
how good that looks.
Before right. Danny picture. There you
and
go.
There is and the there's the after.
After
the AD.
Danny. Yeah.
The AD.
Yeah. Well, hey, Randy, I'm not afraid to eat. There is no doubt about
that. Oh, my goodness. All right. This has been, I tell you, we're having fun with this. This has been a lot of fun. I got to give away some golf. I need to do it right now. You know what we're going to do? Let's do this, Dan. Let's do a combo pack again. I like it when we do this. It'll be the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Fourth phone call, you will get a five-pack to Glen Lakes, and you're going to get two rounds of golf with cart to Timber Creek. If you've not been to Timber Creek lately, playing in great shape. If you've not been to Glen Lakes lately, playing in great shape. It is a win for you. This is about a $250 value right now, okay? And the lines are just lighting up. So somebody's about to win, and we'll tell you who that is in just a second.
We've talked about a lot of great stuff. I've got some great texts, too. A lot of people excited about Ray Schuster going over to Country Club Mobile. I think it's a great fit. Looking forward to seeing him. And then, of course, we talked about Muirfield Village hosting back-to-back tournaments the week before the Memorial and then the Memorial Tournament. 120 players in that, 156 in the week before. You know, I'm going back and forth on this Ryder Cup thing. I just don't like seeing it postponed a whole year. And I understand the whole crowd thing. And I think it would be a lot better with crowds, Randall. And I cannot.
Now, look, it's going to be in September. So hopefully by September, they will open up the state well enough for folks to go out and play golf. I hope that we're getting past this and it being in the open air and all that. Because, look, you got to think, too, you got football happening. All right, what's going to happen to stadiums? Are they going to go play football games without fans in the stadiums?
Well,
I'm not sure that...
You know, let's just throw it all on the table right now. I mean, you know, how am I supposed to sit here and you know, with all the things that happened this last week, we were basically said we had to stay home. Now, the state of Alabama is a little different. You know, Vin gave us a good insight on what it's like in California. Obviously, a little bit more, not as conservative, so to speak, as the state of Alabama politically. So we were able to get out. Obviously, a lot more people, you know, population-wise in the state of California. It was affected greater than the state of Alabama, so to speak. You know, but then some of our neighbors in New Orleans. But, you know, I think a lot of people are having a hard problem. You're going to see a lot of this recourse this week on, you know, basically when you turn on the TV on any news station and you see 8, 10, 12,000 people in the streets protesting arm in arm, which I'm not going to get into the right to protest. Obviously, you know, as part of the Bill of Rights here, there's a difference
between protest and rioting.
And I'm not going to get into the rioting thing. I think it's despicable, and I think we saw, and there needs to be law and order. And I can tell you what, it doesn't happen to the suburbs of Alabama for a reason, because you come out to try to loot in one of these neighborhoods, you're probably going to be met with some force. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You know, the Second Amendment is in full effect in the state of Alabama and a lot of our neighboring states as well. And I'm not advocating any violence. I'm not advocating anything like that. You know, so if you're going to text me, just be careful what you're texting me. But, you know, at the same point, are we supposed to go back in the house now, Randall? Can I come over to your house, you know, instead of being stuck out here at Pebble Beach? Can I come over to Augusta? Is it acceptable now from a social distancing point that if I want to go out, you know, with a mask on and walk down the streets of everywhere and not really care, but I can't go to a golf tournament?
I'm struggling with it,
like a lot of people.
We all are. Wish I had the answer. I'm ready for us to get back. I'm ready for it to, and it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tough. And, you know, we try to stay away from political talk here. But, there's been a lot of folks affected, okay, by this COVID-19. And then, obviously, not in the state of Alabama that I'm aware of, but the rioting and everything. We got to get back. Come on, guys. Got to use our head here. Got to use our head here. Hey, let me say congratulations. Sandy, how you doing, pal? Sandy Whitespooner from Spanish Fort picks up the five-pack to Glen Lakes and the two-pack to Timber Creek. Great. Hadn't heard from old Sandy in a while, so congratulations there, big guy. Danny, this has been a lot of fun today. We have, I think we're going to, as we get better and better at this, we start rolling more video. Did you like the fishing video?
Oh, the fishing video was great. You know, the only one, and perhaps we'll do some more videos. There's a great one that you basically anchored, you know, and did the video shoot of when we got in a big mess of fish.
Oh, yeah.
And I threw that little...
That was a perfect one.
Yeah, that's a perfect one.
Why don't we do that one next week?
We'll do that next week.
We'll do it next week.
And maybe we'll go fishing again this week.
And we'll have more videos. Maybe we can get out and play some golf. Hope you can.
I hope so.
It's been a ton of fun. Thanks to our guest, Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent, and to Ray Schuster for being on with us today. Thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Thanks to our producers, Philip Bush and Leanna Clark. Danny, as always, thanks. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. See you next week right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Bye-bye, everybody.